We are going to analyze the painting The Adoration of the Magi by Franz Frankens the Younger. This painting is exhibited in the Kemper Museum of Fine Arts in the Flemish and Dutch School Hall. Franz Frankens the Younger was born in 1581 and died in 1642. He was a Flemish painter of the 17th century. The Adoration of the Magi is his masterpiece. It was painted in 1620 at Anvers, and it represents a holy scene of the Gospel according to Matthew. It's a beautiful example of oil and canvas painting. The painting has two different distinct parts. The main scene is on the left side of the painting, in the foreground with the six main characters: Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the three mages. The characters that are put forth are the Christ and his mother Mary. Joseph is located behind Mary, and the three mages are around him. The Christ, Jesus, appears naked, and he is in the arms of Mary. Jesus makes the gesture of blessing. Mary is located enthroned at the center of the stage. She holds her son in her arms. She looks at him with a lot of love and tenderness. She has a red dress and a blue veil. Both are represented rarely because they both have halos. Joseph is in the shade. The painter does not put him forward. The three other characters are the mages: Balthazar, Gaspar, and Melchior. They represent the different parts of the world: Europe, Asia, and Africa. Everyone is dressed in the clothes of their country. They also possess jewelry as well as the objects that represent them. They give different presents. We can clearly see the recognition that these three men have for the divine child. In the background, there are some people are worshipping. A snowy mountain landscape can be seen in the background. This part is very bright, and this creates a contrast with the rest of the painting, which is dark. We can also see the shadow of the stable where Jesus was born. This gives precisely the spatio-temporal context. In this painting, Frankens want to represent the scene of the Epiphanies with the popular mages. He puts forth the adoration of Christ, but also a lot of luxury items with the valuable objects made with rare materials. I think that this painting is a very good representation of the Epiphanies. In fact, this moment was very recognized in the past, and it mobilizes lots of people and procure a lot of admiration. Indeed, the Magis represents many parts and many people of the world. The painter is able to represent the scene as it could have happened. The expression of the faces of all characters are true and allow the spectator to quickly understand the magnitude of the represented event. This scent was really similar with his other painting, The Visit of the Queen of Sheba. In the two paintings, the two main characters at the forefront are placed in similar ways. We can also see a dense crowd around the scene in the two paintings.